Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, February 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Shifting gears now, completely pre-tripped, ready to roll. All the belts are good, the fluids are good, the temperatures are good, the tires are hard. We're going to shift and we're going to get to Lansing. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to come out with a press conference on Wednesday in 2 days. The title of her press conference, the banners that she'll have printed up, the little placard poster board that will be taped to the podium from where she speaks, will say the Michigan Guarantee. So what is it exactly that the governor is going to be talking about on Wednesday when she delivers this Michigan Guarantee? Free education. Free daycare for four-year-olds, where parents will not have to pay for daycare for a four-year-old a year early, not old enough to be in kindergarten class, but needs to be indoctrinated by the public schools system of what they're calling pre-K. Free daycare and education for four-year-olds in the state of Michigan. She will claim in her speech that this will save parents $10,000 that year, which evidently, I guess, is the average cost of daycare, paying a babysitter when you have to go to work, your husband, the wife, they need to go to work. Well, they drop the four-year-old off at daycare. Well, as of Wednesday, according to the governor, she's found a way to fund this program through the existing budget. Actually, it's called expungement of funds. She's going to expunge the money out of some bureaucratic agency department, perhaps the Department of Education. I'm not really sure where yet. I'm waiting to hear the speech on Wednesday to be able to give a field report on it. But basically, she's found the money. So this is her way of basically recruiting people to come to Michigan and bring your babies. Bring your babies to me so that we can start educating them while they're 4 years old, saving you $10,000. By moving to Michigan, you're going to save 10 grand per child when they come to Michigan and don't have to go to daycare that you have to pay for. You're going to get a free education for that child. We're going to make sure they know their colors. We're going to make sure they know the alphabet. We're going to make sure that they know basically how to think prior to coming into kindergarten, so they can hit the ground running, so they can be exposed to reading and be ready to go from day one. We will teach your kids up and get them ready to go into kindergarten. Well, along with the Michigan Guarantee on Wednesday, the governor is going to be talking about also her expanded post-secondary high school education program for 2 years, free, tuition-free, college associate's degree. Now, it's kind of interesting the way she's spinning this is that you have to be a high school graduate. You have to graduate high school. And if you successfully graduate from high school, we then, the state of Michigan, the taxpayers, will pay for you to go to a community college. Now, I've advocated for this for years. They call it the 2+2 program. Started, what, back in the 90s, I believe. Don't waste your money going to a four-year university for your basics, before you maybe even declare a major. your basic math, English, some basic science classes. A two-year associate's degree from almost any community college in Michigan now is transferable as credits for your freshman and sophomore years of college to go then to a four-year university to only have to pay for 2 years of college, your junior and your senior year. Stay at home. Kids are not mature enough, in my opinion, to go to a dorm setting at a university, especially a place like Michigan State University or U of M, right out of high school. They do not have the maturity to be away from mom and dad and to be put into that party environment where they absolutely freak out, start drinking alcohol, maybe perhaps smoking some things, not being disciplined enough, mature enough to handle that absolutely overwhelming experience of leaving home. They're not there yet. Now, some of us left home early. I had a condo my senior year in high school, delivering pizza and then working at Dodge Truck. But a lot of kids don't have that ability to work and live outside the home. First 2 years, cheaper, more affordable. Well, now Gretchen Whitmer wants to make it even more affordable because you won't have to pay tuition. In her speech on Wednesday, the Michigan Guarantee, she's claiming it's going to basically save these high school graduates $4,000 a year in tuition to attend a community college or any type of technical type school that ends up with an associate's degree or the equivalent of an associate's degree. She's calling it her pre-K through 14, which, by the way, is not in our Michigan Constitution. K through 12 is in the Constitution. Our legislators in Lansing, they have to fund public education. It's in our Constitution. Well, this governor thinks that she has the ability to legislatively expand our state's Constitution to be pre-K through 14. Personally, I think it's unconstitutional. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. But as you look at this situation, folks, you have to ask yourself very, very simple, simple, simple question. This is without a doubt, an absolute takeover, expansion of our indoctrination centers by this governor. She wants her hands on your four-year-olds. She wants to teach them what she wants to teach them heading into kindergarten. You think the indoctrination that our kids are getting in elementary school right now is bad? Just wait till they get their hooks into the kids a year earlier. Watch how quickly, how fast your child's development is, perhaps contrary to what you're trying to teach them at home. Four-year-olds in public schools, they're calling it pre-K. And then you don't think graduating high school seniors, you don't think they're going to take advantage of going to a community college if they can get tuition free, live at home, save money, have a job, and don't have to pay for tuition? If they're smart, they will. So now they automatically will get 2 years of indoctrination of our children in the community colleges. The only thing left is the transfer to a two-year university, Michigan State, Eastern, Western, Central, U of M, wherever, Lake Superior State, wherever they end up transferring, the credits transfer with them, and guess what? Now they only have to pay for 2 years of a college to get their their bachelor's degree. The indoctrination will be allowed to continue. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. You have to understand, this is an agenda that Gretchen Whitmer has had in place from day one in hopes of them getting their 56 to 54 Democrat majority back in the House as soon as these special elections are over here the month of April. They then get their majority back, and then they go into a budget process. They've got to come up with a budget before September 30th at midnight. I suspect, based on this being a major election year, every state representative is up for election or re-election in November. Democrats will, of course, anoint their selected person for each race. The Republicans will have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people running for their Republican primary on August 6th. They will spend a ton of money running their campaigns for the primary, spending and using up all their resources for the August 6th primary to then have to run against the Democrat in November. When are the Republicans going to wake up and eliminate these primaries in August 6th? Move them up to May, April. Get your candidate early, unite, raise money together, and defeat the Democrats in November. When the heck are you Republicans going to wake up? Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Denise Smith of the Trump Store, who was there at the event in St. Ignace, listening to the show this morning. I just sent her the information about Missy's website, truckerrandyhealth.com, for weight loss. Scroll down, listen to interviews 2 and 4 for the wellness scan. Listen to interviews 7 and 8. Then scroll down, set up a profile, and schedule a free phone consultation with Missy. Denise, if you could forward that to Paige. For some reason, I can't text with her Xfinity phone. I'm going to be talking to Verizon after the show today. I also got a good friend, Phil Barham. He sent me a Facebook link as well, and now I can't text with him. Something is going on with these phones. I don't know what the heck's going on. Hope is listening, and she said, do you know when this Michigan guarantee program will go into effect? Well, first of all, good question. She is going to propose it as part of her budget proposal for this end of year fiscal budget 2025. We are currently operating on the 2024 fiscal year. The calendar runs October 1st to September 30th. So she's going to propose this in her ballot proposal to the House and the Senate as of Wednesday. I'm assuming this might be part of her overall budget proposal to them to get the ball started. Governors are famous for submitting their vision of what they would like to see in the next budget early on in the fiscal legislative session, which is what they're in right now. Then that gets submitted to the House Appropriations Chairman and the Senate Appropriations Chairman for the Budget Department, because you understand only about 25%, according to Dave Agema, are involved in the budget process. So out of the 110 state reps, roughly 25 to 30 people in the 38th state Senate chamber, 25%, roughly 9 or 10, are involved in the Senate budget proposals. The House comes up with theirs. The Senate comes up with theirs. And then they conference, working with the governor's office, because she will probably end up controlling both the House and the Senate again, unless, God willing, we're able to win that seat in Warren. If we win that seat in Warren, we have gridlock. It's going to be 55-55. right now 54-54. But if we don't win that Warren House district, it goes to the Democrats. They're back in business. It's going to be 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans, and then they're going to slam their agenda through. There's only one problem. They have no China virus money. That $9 billion they got from Washington, gone. I don't see how they have a snowball chance of maintaining an $82 billion fiscal budget for 2025 unless they do one thing, raise taxes, increase the state's income tax from 4.25, which it should be at 3.9, and raise it to 5%. Increase our sales tax from 6 to 8%. Be prepared. You heard it here first. February 5th, 2024, Chuck and Randy said on his radio show that they're going to raise taxes. If they get the majority back in the House, they must raise our taxes in order to pay for these expanded educational programs and others. She's talking about setting up another Michigan Economic Development Corporation, which they already have. I'm getting so mad, my throat's closing up. I can barely speak into this microphone. She's talking about setting another one up. She wants to create another bureaucratic agency, a PR company, picking winners and losers to attract businesses to come to Michigan, on top of all the ones they already have that should be eliminated, by the way. But we have to invest, which means spend taxpayer dollars, in order to get people to consider moving to our state. Why? Because we have a declining population. Why? Because we're overtaxed, we're overregulated, schools suck, roads suck, car insurance is still the highest in the nation, and we have a monopoly on our electric grid. You fix those problems, Governor Whitmer, and people will move here. Manufacturers will come here. We will grow our population. We will build new subdivisions. We will be up to 14 million people before you can bat an eye. But she doesn't get that. See, the communist agenda of having government provide for everything is the way we have to go. No, it's not. Lower taxes, less regulations, and freedom will attract people. Whitmer, you're going to see. Because when we elect a businessman in 2026 over Jocelyn Benson to be the next governor, and we undo every single thing you've done to our state, you will see. It'll turn around so fast it'll make your head snap. Final hour of today's show. I'm going to take an aspirin. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Chuck and Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TRY.